Cathal and Clougher. Morning to you, Cathal.
Good morning.
Right, BBC licence fee, is it worth it? Should you be forced to pay for the BBC or should it be your choice whether to pay for it or not?
Oh, yes. Not forced fee, it's done away with many, many years ago.
Can't hear you, Cathal. We'll try to get you back. Anne, good morning, Anne.
Good morning. Yes, I sent my text in to say, good drama, no ads, no contest. I think we have to pay up if we want the good service that we have. There may be repeats, the repeats on every channel, but the drama's great. The sports, when they're on, great. All the different channels that they have and the radio channels, I mean, there is no contest, really. If you want a decent service and you don't want to be plagued by ads every minute of the day, isn't it worth paying the few pence a day that it's going to cost?
And thank you, Bertie. Morning, Bertie.
How are you doing? Stephen, I think Radio Ulster do really well. I'm one of your long listeners.
I know you are. You're a founder member of the Nolan Show.
That's it. And I listen from 6:30 in the morning.
Did you listen to me on City Beat?
No, I didn't. I don't go for that type of thing. No, it was Radio Ulster, so it was. And before that, it was the Northern Ireland Home Service, so I've been listening over a wide number of years. And I don't listen to anything else. But if I listen to the news on the television at night, I can listen to it.
Newsline?
Yeah.
Oh, listen, over the last, over the last year or so, Newsline's got better and better and better. Newsline's a fantastic programme now, and their ratings are huge.
It does some wonderful programmes, so it does. BBC covers wide area, in country ways too, taking out all different parts of the province and overseas and all. I go on mostly for all the local stuff, so I do. But Radio Ulster's really, I'll switch off at 11 o'clock at night and go to bed. I get the Radio Ulster news at 11. One thing I would like to say, but it's not very handy for the disabled people like myself, not all of us can text, and a lot of the programmes had a daily text in, but nobody to answer the phone.
I think that's a fair point, Barry. That's a fair point.
And why don't they, Stephen, why don't they employ extra staff? Like, sure, there's not a young student,
you don't need extra staff. Listen, half of them, I see half of this lot in my team, they're land sleeping at the minute.
Oh, no, Vinny and that, they're all good hard workers.
No, not even close. I'll tell you what half of them in here are doing, right?
Yeah.
They're either sleeping or, do you want the BBC code word for a sickie?
No, I don't know what it is. Yes, what is it?
Working from home.
Oh, working from home.
That's the BBC code word for a sickie.
Oh, right.
Working from home.
Could you not work from Fantasy Island? It would save you from coming through the traffic.
They won't let me. I want a microphone above my bed where I can lie on the pillow and broadcast to you every day. They won't let me.
Any rats about Fantasy Island this far at all, right?
I'm probably the biggest rat. Here's Clougher, Cathal and Clougher. Bertie, thank you. Morning to you. Morning, Cathal.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
I was saying earlier that I detest having to pay for something that I don't want. And I'm sure you're no different either.
Detest what?
So pay-per-view is the way to go. And can I just say to you, you were saying earlier that Radio Ulster is widely recognised in England.
I'm telling you it is. I'm telling you.
Yeah, because of your uncle Hugo.
Oh, Hugo's brilliant.
I
would agree with that. Good morning. Thank you very much. Morning to you. Right, 24 minutes past 10. We have a lot to pack in today. 08459 555 678. We continue, of course, the discussion on Twitter at Stephen Nolan. Well over 100,000 of you now in that club. If you want to join, it means we can discuss all the Nolan Show topics every day throughout the day at Stephen Nolan. Back to our top story today. The newsletter describing this as one of the world's leading Catholics who has said he sees a close parallel between the Islamic State terror organisation and the IRA. This is Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Archbishop of New York, who has made these comments. Doug Beattie, the Ulster Unionist Party councillor, is with us today. Good morning to you, Doug.
Morning, Stephen.
What are your thoughts on this?
I'll be honest. I think the Cardinal's remarks...
You're a former captain of the Royal Irish Regiment, I should say, as well.
I don't think the Cardinal's remarks are helpful because he's trying to boil this down to an ideology and to a religion. And really, I think the crux of this goes to the top of your conversation about what is a terrorist. And here is the reality that anybody who sets a man on fire in a cage, anybody who kneels him down, takes a knife to his throat and beheads him, anybody who can strap a civilian into a car and drive him into Bunkrana permanent checkpoint and detonate him, or anybody who can lift innocent Catholics from the street, torture them and murder them, is a terrorist.
What about anybody who puts on a British uniform and involves themselves in collusion?
Well, the bottom line is this, Stephen, if you're a member of the security forces, and I talk about being a soldier here, but if you're a soldier, you are bound by the rules of law. You are bound by the law of armed conflict. You are bound by the rules of engagement. If you break any of those rules, you are liable for prosecution. And indeed, we are seeing a Royal Marine now who is doing life imprisonment for the killing of a Taliban insurgent in Afghanistan. And that just proves the fact that if you break those laws, that you will find yourself in serious trouble and in prison.
So do you draw a parallel between the paramilitaries from both sides here in Northern Ireland and Jihadi John?
I see absolutely no distinction whatsoever. A terrorist is a terrorist, and any decent, right-minded people will fight them tooth and nail, be them in the Middle East, be them on the streets of our own country, or be them anywhere else.
What about the more shadowy aspects of the security services, like, say, MI5? If they break the law, are they terrorists too?
Well, they're bound by rules and regulations. They are bound by a governing body. And if they break the rules that they are bound by, they are liable for prosecution in exactly the same way as any government organisation, Stephen. And that's the reality. Now, we don't get to see everything that's going on, and I know that, and I couldn't speak for all of these services. I can only speak for what's out and open that I can deal with, and that is, and I certainly know that the security forces are bound by rules and regulations. You ask, what is the definition of a terrorist? A definition of a terrorist is somebody who terrorizes a population who is not bound by the rules of war and is not bound by the law of armed conflict.
It's really interesting stuff, Doug. Thank you very much. Morning to you. Want to continue this discussion? Let's do so after 10:30 today at Stephen Nolan on Twitter. Bill in Belfast, Margaret and Robert. Margaret, we'll go to you first. Go ahead, Margaret.
I'm just listening to that soldier. When a soldier puts on a uniform and he commits murder, and I'm using the word murder because my brother was murdered, and he classed my brother as a terrorist. He was only 15, and I had a fight with my two sisters for 40 years to clear my brother's name. That soldier was never questioned by the RUC. He was questioned by his own, the military. And he's still going on with life today, and still he will still say my brother was a terrorist and he was over here doing a job, and he's getting away with it.
Margaret, thank you very much. Morning to you. Bill in Belfast on the licence fee. Morning to you, Bill.
No, Stephen, about the licence fee. I'm on about your show last night.
Actually, are you? Sorry.
Your best part of your show last night, Stephen, was the woman with Alzheimer's. Because, being honest, this is what's happening today. This is true fact of what we need to address and what we need to look after. See, the past is the past. We can do nothing about it. We've talked and talked. And went on and repetitive, and he said, she said, we done this, they done that. It's, Stephen, let it go. Let it go, and let's look after people who need care. There was that woman last night, seriously. If you listen, you could have heard a pin drop in that studio. I was sitting in total silence and thinking, this is exactly what we should be talking about on the Nolan Show, and maybe addressing even more, giving more airtime to something, to people who are suffering, the people who are suffering in silence.
She spoke with
everybody's
such...
Everybody's had their say, Stephen,
Liz,
everybody's had
their... Liz spoke with such dignity last night, didn't she?
Unbelievable. The woman was absolutely fantastic. Her husband, impeccable man. Honestly, they absolutely take the hat off them and our family. But at the end of the day, this is the things that we need to discuss. Not about people and what they've done in the past. Let's look to the future. Let's give people now a soapbox or a platform to stand on and say, this is what we need. With past, we can do nothing about it. Let's move and look to the future. That woman's looking to the future. And she said it's terminal. She still has a great spirit about her. She's got a lovely glow about her, and everything was positive. Even though she's suffering. There's people suffered, and we've also heard about it. Is suffering. I sympathise with the people who've lost in the past, but let's look to the future.
Bill, thank you very much.
A very good show last night, and we're not part of it.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you.